This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel pays visit to Gorakhnath Temple. 7th Bhaktapur Industrial Tourism and Trade Festival being held to mark New Year 2080 and Biscuit Jatra. And another boat sinks off Tunisia, killing 19 African asylum seekers. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has said that the motorcade of high-ranking officials should be called arrival and citizens should not face inconvenience during the arrival. Addressing the program after placing wreath on the statue of Prithvi Narayan Shah at the Gorkha Museum premises, President Paudel said people's representatives should not cause inconvenience to the people and urged the BVIP motorcade should be simplified by making it arrival. President Paudel, who arrived in Gorkha via the Nepali Army helicopter, has offered prayers at the Gorakhkali and Gorakhnath temple. President Paudel said that Gorkha tour is his religious and cultural tour, adding that he will do his best to help promote tourism in Gorkha district. President Paudel has returned to Kathmandu after the program. Former Finance Minister and CPN UML Vice Chair Bishnu Prasad Paudel has expressed his concern that the revenue collection situation has reached a critical state recently. He pointed out that there is a need for the parties to form a common opinion and move forward in order to solve the country's economic crisis. Speaking at a press meet organized by Press Chowtari Nepal at Surkhet Airport today, former Finance Minister Paudel said that the state of revenue collection in the country is the worst it has been in 50 years. Janata Samajwadi Party Chair Upendra Yadav has said that the government will take its full shape in a few days. In a press conference held in Dhangari today, Chair Yadav said that discussions are being held between the ruling coalition parties to give the government a full shape. He further mentioned that the discussions for unity between Janata Samajwadi Party and CPN Unified Socialist are already underway and expressed the hope that Resham Chowdhury, who is in prison, will be released soon. The 7th Bhaktapur Industrial, Cultural, Tourism and Trade Festival is being held to mark New Year 2080 and Biscuit Jatra. Coordinator of the festival and chairman of District Sports Development Committee Bhaktapur, Deepak Thapa, shared that the festival will be held from April 6th to 16th. There will be 200 stalls in the festival that will be hosted at a ground showcasing food, clothing, agriculture and handicrafts, utensils, electric and electronics, automobiles, mobile phones, vehicles, toys, beauty products and daily consumables. President of Industrial Peace Nepal, Sandeep Mahat, said that 20-50% discount has been arranged on various goods to be sold at the festival and added that the festival is expected to be visited by about 500,000 people, leading to a transaction between 100 to 120 million rupees. A cultural presentation along with the entertainment for kids will also be held as part of the festival. A conservation campaign has started for the protection of the Sethi River. The river originates from the Annapurna Himalayan range and flows through Machhapustre Rural Municipality and Pokhara Metropolitan City of Kaski District. The campaign for conservation has started to draw attention to the environmental impact of unscientific extraction of sand and stones from the river. Engineer Hemraj Paudel said the initiative is aimed at stopping the exploitation of the river materials and to encourage the conservation and scientific use of the river. Likewise, the Sanctuary Tourism Committee is organizing the Annapurna Marathon in May. The third edition of the marathon is being held from Annapurna Base Camp to Ghandruk, covering a distance of 142.1 kilometers. Committee Chair Lalit Gurung shared two editions of the marathon had to be postponed due to COVID-19 pandemic. The committee, meanwhile, has appealed the local, provincial and federal governments to facilitate the economy by conducting a special relief package program to prevent the tourism sector from collapsing. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Human rights groups have said at least 19 refugees and migrants from sub-Saharan Africa have drowned off the coast of Tunisia while trying to cross the Mediterranean and reach Italy. Reports of the deaths came early today as Italy's ANSA news agency said more than 2,000 asylum seekers had arrived on the Italian side of the Lampedusa within 24 hours. An official at the Forum for Social and Economic Rights said the Reuters news agency that the deaths occurred when a boat carrying the refugees and migrants sank off the coast of Tunisia's Mahdia after a journey that started from Sfax beaches. He said the Tunisian government coast guard was able to rescue 5 people from the boat. In the last 4 days, at least 5 boats carrying refugees and migrants have sunk off the southern city of Sfax, leaving 67 missing and 9 dead. At least 26 people have died in Mississippi and Alabama after a tornado tore through the southern U.S. states. Search and rescue efforts are continuing, and the Mississippi state government has declared a state of emergency. The tornado hit in the middle of the night. People had been sleeping. They had not heard of the alerts. For many, the first indication that something terrible was happening was the noise. The tornado lasted just 5 to 10 minutes. U.S. President Joe Biden described the images from Mississippi as heartbreaking and said in a statement that he had spoken with the Reeves and offered his condolences and full federal support for the recovery. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said Russia will station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. According to Russian state media, President Putin said the move would not violate nuclear non-proliferation agreement and compared it to the U.S. stationing its weapons in Europe. Putin added Moscow would not be transferring control of its arm to Minsk. The U.S. said it did not believe Russia was preparing to use the nuclear weapons after the announcement. The Belarusian regime is a firm Kremlin ally and supporter of the invasion of Ukraine. President Putin told Russian state television yesterday that Belarusian leader Alexander Lukashenko had long raised the issue of stationing tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast a partial to normal change in the weather in hilly areas of Karnali and Sudhur Pashchim provinces this afternoon due to the general influence of westerly wind along with the local winds in the country. Furthermore, there is a possibility of light rain with lightning in a few places in the hilly areas of Gandaki, Karnali and Sudhur Pashchim provinces and at one or two places in the rest of the hilly areas of the country. For tonight, there is a possibility of light rain with lightning at one or two places in the hilly areas of Kosi and Gandaki provinces. The hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces are likely to experience light snowfall. Light rainfall tomorrow as well. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 10 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 25.8 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Paudel pays visit to Gorakhnath Temple. 7th Bhaktapur Industrial Tourism and Trade Festival being held to mark the New Year 2080 and Biscuit Jatra. And another boat sinks off Tunisia, killing 19 African asylum seekers. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.